I didn't know it was a choice. I thought I had to do it all, right? And I was thinking that, like, the one thing that I want to leave you with, if there's nothing you get from my talk tonight except this is what you want to take, is that you need to stay in the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous. Like, if there's one thing that I've done, is put AA and God first and been in the middle no matter what. When I got here, I was told to sit in my chair, look to the left, look to the right, and look around the room, and there would be very few that stayed sober. And it scared me. It scared me, you know, and I was desperate when I got here. And I was young when I got here. So that's the other thing about my story. Just remember that. I got here young, and I kept AA and God first, okay? There might be a few things, like, I love my story because, you know, there's people that in Alcoholics Anonymous that are going to, you know, probably love the things I say, and there's going to be some people here that go, oh, yeah, you're going to judge me for sure. But it's okay because you know why? Everything that we learn in Alcoholics Anonymous is all about what we have to learn. It's all about the lessons. It's all about growing. It's all about character building. And I don't know about you, but character building when I got here? Not something I wanted. Love and tolerance? Not something I wanted. Right? All I wanted to do was quit drinking and using drugs the way I was. And what happened for me is, you know, I was daddy's little girl, and I grew up in a home. I had three older brothers, and that home, you know, I was daddy's little girl, and it was fun growing up in that home, you know? Things were great. We had, you know, we had a lot when we were growing up, and I had a horse, and I got to start barrel racing, and I had, you know, we had a boat, and I got to sit on daddy's knee, and, like, I'm painting this picture for you because we had this great life until my dad's alcoholism took over. And we had the bar in our house and the fancy drinks and all this stuff. And then pretty soon, we can't have that bar anymore. Pretty soon, you can't come to our house. Pretty soon, I have to start keeping secrets because my dad's punching walls and there's crazy stuff going on in our house. And we never knew what we were getting. When Storm and Norman drank, we didn't know what we were going to get. And the thing about that is that I would literally use that horse to escape, right? I would go out and I would just escape the alcoholism in our house. And then what happened is I have an older brother, and he became a heroin addict, and there was about 10 of them, and they were, like, on a run, all these guys, and 8 of his friends OD'd and died. And he crawled into Alcoholics Anonymous first, and he carried the message. And when he crawled into Alcoholics Anonymous, my mom joined Al-Anon. And then that left my dad. And my dad always likes to say he came to AA for her, but he stayed for himself. And what happened in our house is our house changed. Like, I don't know about you, but when you have a Storm and Norman kind of dad, and all of a sudden he goes, hey, Lou, I'll help you vacuum. It's like, what? You're going to help Mom vacuum? Like, it was crazy, man. And he would get the groceries. Like, my dad would go get the groceries. Like, I don't know about you, but our house changed immensely. And my mom and dad became a team. And that's how you carried the message to me. But all that really did was let me go and go, okay, I can go party now. And I used to always say, you know, I'm never going to be like my dad. I wasn't. I was worse. And the reason I was worse is because when I drink, I turn into a drug addict. And, yeah. And I have to tell you another Hawaii story. And I always wonder when I tell this story, if the guy that took me to that restaurant that night, are you in the rooms yet, man? I can't remember his name, but I'm telling you, he was in the restaurant business, and me and my girlfriend met this guy. We're 18 years old, and he goes, hey, girls, come to the VIP. He was the owner of the restaurant. Maybe he just was the manager of the restaurant. I don't remember, but he brought us into the VIP booth, and he introduced me to white powder. And it changed my life. It changed my life. I didn't know that when I left Hawaii that time that I would not draw a sober or clean breath for the next 3 years of my life. Like, I didn't know that how powerful this addiction is. I had no idea, right? And what happened for me is I'm a more girl. So it's like, I don't just do one job, I have to have three. And I was anorexic and bulimic back before those words were even around. So I didn't know there was anything wrong with it. And I would teach 5 classes a day.